You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Welcome back. I hope that you're excited about today's episode because today's episode is going to be something that's going to be really great, even though we never like to talk about it. We're going to be talking about taxes. But don't worry, this is good news about taxes. And let me introduce our expert today. Casey Chohan is the founder and CEO of Together CFO, a premier financial strategy firm helping business owners build generational wealth through advanced tax strategies. With a background in finances and accounting, Casey has worked with Fortune 500 companies and elite entrepreneurs to optimize their wealth structure and protect their assets. He's a sought-after speaker and thought leader in areas of business finance, tax strategy, and wealth management, regularly featured on top podcasts and events. Casey is also the host of the CEO Story podcast, where he interviews top performing entrepreneurs to uncover their paths of success. Welcome, Casey.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
So glad that you're here today. So this is a topic that looms over people's heads, right? Taxes and strategies. And I know sometimes we sit around and we go, oh, what are the wealthy people doing? How come they're not stressing about that? And so that's your secret sauce. That's your little superpower that you can have made a business out of, taking all of those cool secrets and bringing them down to people with smaller businesses, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We take the concepts and structures used by family offices and the elite billionaires, and then we bring that down to a level that's more accessible to the average business owner.
I love that. So whenever we're talking about, like, let's talk about taxes in general, because as you said, I'm not sure when the podcast is going to come out, but it's probably going to be right around October. So that's the time if people have filed extensions, then they're going to be writing those checks, right? So this is very timely, and we want to talk about what do they need to be aware of, business owners, when it comes time to pay taxes?
Well, there's so many things that you need to be aware of. There's over 90% of taxpayers are actually overpaying on taxes every single year. So that goes to show us that we all have a lot of work to do to stop overpaying the government, really, right? If we can think about this better and structure it, be more proactive, there's no reason that you can't reduce your tax burden significantly.
So what kind of things should we be, well, first of all, let me ask you this, a two-part question. What should we be aware of, and how early do we have to plan for those things?
As early as possible, ideally. And the things that you need to be aware of is, think of it as two different levels. You've got the loophole level, and then you've got the structure or the entity level. With the loopholes, we see that changes all the time. We've just had this new big, beautiful bill pass. It's got new legislation that changes a lot of things, a lot of good things and a lot of bad things, right? And that's going to happen with every administration that comes in. So every few years, there's going to be things that phase out and there's going to be things that phase in. And that's all at the loophole level, which is great for most people. If you are a small business owner, less than $1 million, then you can definitely seriously reduce your taxes by just using loopholes alone. If you are above seven figures, above $1 million in revenue, that's where the loopholes start to run out. As an example of that, retirement accounts. So you can only put so much money into a retirement account and get a deduction for that. Versus if you have the right structure or the right entity type, you can take 50, 60% deduction on your taxes every single year and then compound that wealth, which is what the elites do and the family offices do.
So both are good? Loopholes and the structure, are they're
Yeah,
both good?
100%. It's just dependent on where you are, right? If you're a business owner that's just starting out, that hasn't hit $1 million yet, there's so many loopholes. And one of the giveaways that we've got for your audience today is the top 50 loopholes that you should all be using. And again, just go down the list. You don't have to understand it. You can just email that list to your CPA and ask them a simple question: how many of these 50 are we using? And how many should we be using that we aren't currently using? Because that will indicate how good a job the CPA is doing for you versus you taking a solution to them. It shouldn't ever be like that. You shouldn't have to do that digging, but we've done the hard work for you. So all you've got to do is download the free PDF, and then away you go. Send that off to your CPA, ask them the questions, and you can grade how good they are based on the answers that they give you back.
That was what I was just going to ask. When we're hiring CPAs, when we're hiring someone to help us with our taxes, what should we be looking for in terms of the right fit?
So ideally, if you can get a CPA that's got experience in your industry and that experience at your wealth level as well, because things do change a lot. So as an example, if you work with a CPA as a manufacturing company doing $10 million a year, that CPA should have a really good knowledge of inventory, of cycle counts, of working capital, budgets and forecasts and things like that if they're getting really involved in the business. Versus if you've got a CP, if you're $1 million a year doing straight consulting, you probably don't need a CPA that's got that in-depth industry knowledge because you're effectively selling your time project by project.
That's
So
a really good point of their CPA knowing the industry. I think sometimes small business owners might go, well, I know Joe and Joe uses this person. So can you, I don't even know if this is something that you do, but like what types of questions should we be asking CPAs before we hire them?
how many clients do they have? What their scope for taking new clients on is, because a lot of the times the pain points that we're hearing is they're not getting back to me quick enough. They don't give me any answers. I'm always the one reaching out to them. So CPAs generally are very bad business owners because they don't do a good job at customer service. So when interviewing a new CPA, ask them, hey, what does your organization structure look like? Will I be dealing with you? Will I have a point of contact? How will my questions get answered? How frequently are we going to be meeting? Let them know what your expectations are up front and what your needs are, because that's really important. If you're just expecting to have one call a year with your CPA and expect to save all the money in the world, that's probably not realistic, right? I think ideally you should be planning quarterly meetings with your CPA just to go over what your books are saying, what strategies you want to put in place, what life looks like, because life changes a lot. And depending on how that changes, it can definitely impact taxes as well.
That's a really good point. So I love that you the way you structured all of that and the right questions to ask, because so many times we hire someone and then we're just frustrated because we're not getting back the service that we thought we were going to get. And did we actually ask that question before we hired them? So I love that. That's great. I like that we've talked about the CPA. So now we and also if you're listening to this, get a CPA or an accountant, have somebody doing your books, not just you, someone looking over your books for you to make sure that you're getting the best value, because we have great tools like QuickBooks. It's extremely powerful. If you don't actually know how to use it or use it to its best ability for you to understand things like building wealth and profit, then you need to have someone on your team that is going to be able to interpret that and articulate what's going on so that you can actually make informed decisions. So highly recommend that that's one of the professionals that you hire in your business is someone to help you take care of your books and especially to do your taxes. So
Yeah,
yes,
it doesn't have to
definitely
be
need that.
expensive. You can get a bookkeeper for $500 a month, and that one position will give you so much financial clarity. And another one of the giveaways that we've got for your audience today is a free month of Financial Fusion, which is an AI CFO tool that we use internally with our company. And that helps stack, it connects into QuickBooks and into Xero, your accounting software. And it gives you a platform where you can just talk to your books as if it was your CFO and ask it any questions you like, so that ultimately you can make quicker and better business decisions.
That is really an amazing. That's a, thank you. Thank you that for both those gifts. Those are amazing, powerful gifts. And Casey just came and he was like, "Oh, and I can give you this, and I can give you this." And I'm like, "Okay, this is awesome." So a CFO is a chief financial officer, and a lot of small businesses, you are the CEO, the CFO, the COO, you're all the letters. So having somebody that you can talk to about financial things that actually knows the answer and understands is a really, really powerful tool. So thank you so much for bringing that to our listeners. I think that's a great one.
Definitely for early stage companies that don't have the cash flow to justify a full-time or even a part-time CFO, because that can still cost $5,000 to $10,000 a month. They can get access to the AI CFO for a fraction of that. We're going to give it away for free so you guys can at least utilize it, look at the reports, talk to it, understand what's going on in your numbers in plain simple English, and then make better decisions so you can grow quicker.
That really is an amazing gift. Thank you. And thanks for explaining all of the pieces of it. Take advantage of this offer because it's very, very powerful. And it will probably show you a lot of things that you weren't aware of, especially when it comes to taxes, right?
100%. Yeah. So that's the number one expense for most big companies is how much they're paying on tax. I'm here in California, and most people here that are making good money are paying close to 40% tax rate, which is absolutely ridiculous. So it's a killer if you don't understand it, if you can't reduce it down efficiently. And it's so crazy because the billionaires pay single digit tax rates. And it's middle America and lower America that ends up getting crushed when it comes to taxes, all because they do not have the right structures and the right teams in place. And they are heavily relying on a CPA to save their money on taxes when the CPA's job isn't really to do that. The CPA's job is to file the taxes and make sure you pay your taxes. A
Right.
tax strategist's job is to make sure you reduce your taxes by using advanced strategies. So there's two different roles there that people just merge into one and don't understand. Because if you look at your CPA, and let's just use your own personal CPA, Sharon, if that person was to save you an extra $500,000 on taxes, would they get paid any more than if they didn't do that?
Probably not. Right,
No.
unless it's built into the payment structure,
Yeah.
they're doing what they're doing, right?
So why would they take the extra time, energy, and effort to go ahead and do that when they're not getting compensated for it?
Because they like us.
Course, yeah,
You're
definitely.
right. You're right. And that's the kind of cold hard truth we need to be talking about on this podcast is we just have a perception that, like, oh, they should be doing that. Well, unless that's part of their job description that they've given you before you hire them, that's not necessarily what they're looking for. And as you pointed out, what they're being paid for.
Now, they might do a little bit of that. So let's just call it the basics of let's make sure you're funding a retirement account. Let's say you're doing some other basic low-level stuff to reduce taxes, but they are not doing any advanced planning for you. And that's the difference between being rich and being wealthy, is when your money is making money while you sleep, as opposed to you having to work every hour of the day to make that money.
Right.
And that's the difference between the elite mindset, that allows them to compound and grow wealth by doing things like saving 50% a year on taxes. Now, if you were to go up against a billionaire that is saving 50% a year on their taxes compared to you, you can definitely see a clear winner in who's going to build a longer lasting legacy with their future generations. Just based on that one saving alone, it will be tens of millions of dollars.
Wow. So what you said that there are some basic things that we should have in place. What are the basic things that we should have in place?
Yeah, so we call it the strategic giving partnership. And anyone who's making seven figures plus in their business should set something similar to this up. And effectively, what it is it's a way to donate money to charity and get a tax deduction. And you can get up to 50 or 60% deduction sometimes, depending on which way you structure it. And that allows you to, one, reduce your taxes by, let's just say, 50%. Control the cash and then reinvest that so that it grows and have full access to that as well. So you get two bites of the cherry. One, you get a 50% reduction every single year on your own taxes. And then on the 50% that you've donated, you get to reinvest that as well. So that, one, the charity is actually going to get more than that 50%. And let me put numbers around this because it can get a little confusing. So let's just say you have a net profit of $1 million in your operating business at the end of the year. Usually that $1 million would come to you personally, and then you would pay tax on that personally. So if we just use simple math at 40% tax rate, you'd pay $400,000 in taxes in that example.
Correct.
Now, if you were to donate half of it to a nonprofit, then your tax rate would go down from 400,000 down to 200,000, because now you're not taking $1 million to yourself personally. You're only taking $500,000 times 40% equals 200,000. And then the other $500,000 would go into a limited partnership company, which you have full control of as the general partner, to then invest those funds in passive investments on behalf of the charity and yourself. So now you've effectively increased the total wealth that you control, because you control that half a million that's in the limited partnership, and you've reduced your personal taxes by 200,000. Does that make sense?
So you're not donating the half a million directly to the charities. You're donating it through a partnership.
Correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, okay. That
And
makes sense. I got
if
it.
you would like, I do have a visual. I can do a share screen with you if you would like.
We can, some people are listening to this audio only, so we can see what we can describe as well.
Got it. Yeah, and we'll go through a description of it as well, like we just have. But generally speaking, is on the top left, you've got an operating company that flows to yourself, and then you pay tax on that normally. But in the second scenario, there's another new company that's created that has two partners. One would be yourself as a general partner and a charity as a 99% limited partner. And then that new company can passively invest in stocks, loans, real estate, crypto, any passive investment. And that way, you can effectively control the cash that's in that new company. In this scenario, it'd be 500,000. And then personally, at the top level, your taxes have gone down in hard cash by 200,000. So you've got a $700,000 gain compared to scenario one, where you were paying 400,000 in taxes and didn't have this new company that's growing wealth completely tax-free.
Very interesting. So now on the way that you're doing the passive investments, how does the charity then benefit? Do they get how do they get paid out from that?
Yeah, they would get distributions and K-1s at the end of every year. So on the passive investments, the managing member would decide how much of that would be distributed to the members. So 1% to themselves, and 99% to the charity. And again, there is no requirement that a distribution has to happen, but a K-1 will be issued every year.
Okay. All right, cool. That's very that if you're able to see the video, it's very it's a good visual. Awesome. Now, let's just say we're not $1 million, we're not over $1 million. We're smaller businesses. What kinds of things can should we be looking for and being aware of?
So one of the simple things would be a private non-operating foundation. You can instantly reduce your taxes by 30% by donating into a private foundation, and you can still fully control that foundation. So that would be one. And then the second one I would say is look over the list of loopholes, because by going through all 50 of them and applying as many as possible, then you will significantly reduce your taxes. Probably down to single digits.
Wow.
Tax
Wow,
rate.
this is
Single digit tax rate, just to be clear.
single digit tax rate. Yes. yeah, that is really really impressive. And actually, I haven't heard this before, so I'm really happy that you're bringing this to our listening audience. So what other things so we need to look at loopholes. We can if under $1 million, you still can have that partnership that's takes care of charitable giving. And if you're over $1 million, then you can form that separate company. And structure over $1 million, under $1 million is loopholes, right?
Yep, that's an easy way to think about it. Yep.
Okay. What other things do you think our listeners should be thinking about and considering when it comes to their taxes and how to pay less?
Well, I think they are the that covers most of it, to be honest. If like I know we've just glossed over it and said there's 50 loopholes there, but we don't really have time to go through every single one. Some of the major ones would be accelerated depreciation right now is huge because of this new tax bill. So you can go buy a vehicle and write that off in year one. And a vehicle doesn't just have to be a car, it could be a yacht, it can be a jet, it can be a helicopter. So there's lots of things that are classed as vehicles, not just SUVs and cars, right? So just bear that in mind. We have plenty of clients going out in December and going to buy a jet just to get that depreciation. So that can be really powerful. Real estate is a huge one. I think every millionaire that I know all has some type of real estate investment. So that's generally a good place to go. Simple stuff like hiring your kids and put your kids to work in your business. They can be cleaning, they can be doing research, they could be doing social media stuff for you. So there's plenty of things that you can do. Like you could pay them up to, I think, $13,000 a year, and that's completely tax-free to them. So that could go towards their education needs or their daycare needs and things like that, right? So there's the Augusta loophole where you can rent your house back to your company for 15 days over the year. Again, there's so many of them, but they're all small dollar amounts, right? It's not like you can go hire your kid and give him $100,000 a year salary and have a good write-off in your business. That's not how it works. It's restricted to 13,000. The retirement accounts were restricted to tens of thousands. So there's so many of them that you have to keep stacking them to get the maximum value.
So on the children, is there an age limit up to, do they have to be under 18 to qualify for that?
No, there's no age limit. It's just as long as you can legitimately prove that they are actually doing something in the business. Now, if you've got a 1-year-old, it's going to be difficult to say that a 1-year-old is cleaning the office, right? They're probably making the office a lot dirtier. But what they could do is they could be a social media model for your business.
Okay, wow. You have such a genius, creative mind. Are you thinking about that? Absolutely. A social media model, and then you pay your child because they're a model in your business. And brilliant. I love it.
Yeah, Johnson and Johnson is paying some baby some obscene amount of money for being on their adverts, right? So you can
Absolutely.
do your version of that as long as it's true, right? So make sure that you do take the photos, you do post them on your social media, that there is proof, and don't just say you're doing it and not do it, because that's where people get in trouble.
Right, absolutely. And you document everything and make sure that you're doing
Have a
it, you're
contract and
doing it by the book, so to
100%.
speak. Those are really great. And is there anything else in terms of, and you talked a little bit about the tax bill. Anything else that has changed or as business owners we need to be aware? I'm sure there's a lot. And can you just give me like one or two things that have changed that we should be aware of in this year for the as we
Yeah, the biggest one is the accelerated bonus depreciation, because that's where you can get the most bang for your buck in terms of reducing your taxes. And simple example is you can go buy a $100,000 vehicle, you can put 10% down cash, so you're spending physically $10,000, but you're getting a tax deduction of $100,000. So that's really good leverage on your money if you need a vehicle for your business. Now, if you don't need a vehicle for your business, you can then look at real estate, do cost segregations, and kind of get depreciation that way. Or you can go the philanthropic route, donate 30% to charity, fully control that and invest that on behalf of the charity. Or if you are above that seven-figure threshold, the strategic giving partnership that we looked at is probably the most powerful way to save 50% on your taxes without breaking sweat.
wow. This is mind-blowingly awesome. Thank you, Casey. And you've already you talked about the gifts that you have for us. So we have the 50 loopholes, and then the free month of the AI. Tell me again the name of it.
It's Financial Fusion, which is an AI CFO.
Financial Fusion, the AI CFO. Really powerful, valuable gifts. I cannot thank you enough, Casey. So the way you're going to get those gifts is, as always, you're going to go to the profitconnectors.club page. That's profitconnectors.club. You just go in, you'll register, and then you'll have access to Casey's gifts. We'll have his contact information, and info about him, and then of course this podcast and all the other gifts that our guests have given us. And you'll have access to all of that within the portal, and it's profitconnectors.club. And that's where you can go to get all of these gifts. I really appreciate your time, Casey. Is there anything that you want to leave us with before we wrap up?
Yeah, if anyone is worried or wants a second check on their taxes, we're happy to do a free consultation with them. Just again, our link will be in the our website portal, so feel free to reach out to us, follow us on social media, or check out our website at togethercfo.com.
Awesome. So that's his website. We'll have that inside the portal as well. Definitely connect with Casey. This is immensely valuable to every single business owner, even if you've never thought about doing anything like this. Get educated, get the information, spend the time with Casey's extended an offer to spend time with his staff. That's what did, I think we talked about $500 value right there. So make the time to get to spend some time with Casey and find out what you need to know so that in addition to building a business, in addition to having profit, you're actually building wealth and you're creating a sustainable future for yourself without having to work as hard as maybe you are working right now. So thank you so much for being here, Casey. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for showing up. Your future self will thank you. And remember, it's your impact. Go make it matter. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.